Think you know how to party? Well, science does. In fact, there are nerds out there that spend their whole lives researching the ins and outs of sex, drugs, and rock and roll.
But don't take this nerd's word for it. In the Party Science Podcast, we break down the research behind a good time and a great time.
I'm Dr. Joel Rindelob, a real-life scientific researcher.
And I'm comedian Courtney Dawson, a real-life party girl.
And together, we talk to world experts in psychedelics.
Look at topics like the physiology of squirting and show you how science parties harder than you thought possible.
Stay tuned every Wednesday for a new episode scientifically proven to rock your dome.
This is a Frank Podcast.
Welcome back. It is Fuck Outta Here Friday. What's up, everybody? Now, before we get into this, I just want to, I'm just going to say this first. Okay, I missed last week, and I'm sorry. It was hard for me. I've got my kids up here for the school holidays, and man, I've got, for those that don't understand, you know, I'm living in this little one-bedroom studio kind of thing going on, but it has no doors. Yep, it has no doors between the bedroom and the lounge area. So anything I said, I tried to pre-record, and then my daughter comes in. Oh, why are you talking about that for? Why are you? And I was like, man, leave me alone. Leave me to my own device. So anyway, so that's why now I'm at the New FM studios recording this. So yeah, thank you for being patient. I didn't get any messages going, where the hell is Fuck Outta Here Friday, Tim? But yeah, regardless, thank you. Thank you so much. Anyway, I can't even remember what we last talked about, but hey, it is what it is. This week on the potty, we had Andrew Mulligan. And again, I'm going to blame the kids, because that's what you do when you're a parent. Anything you have to do, you just blame the bloody kids. So I'm blaming those kids, okay, because those kids kept me away from doing what I love to do, and that's coming in here and being with you guys. But I didn't get to promo as much as I could, and I'm really sad. I messaged Moles and I said, man, I'm so sorry I couldn't promo this as much as I would have liked to, but I'm back to it though. I'm gonna make sure that I get some more content up online, and yeah, but amazing kōrero with the bro, and I said it a little bit in the potty as well, is that that dude is, he stuck his neck out for me multiple times to just have something extra, you know, have something to help and give me advice, and it's been really cool to be around. So it was a cool potty. I listened back to it. There's a couple of things in there that we'll talk about at the end, but anyway, Fuck Outta Here Friday for your Friday. We're going about these damn electric scooters. These damn scooters that are everywhere. I have never been on one, and I have no... I would rather walk, okay? I'd rather walk or catch the Uber. I have no actual... Like, I know they have a purpose. The electric scooters have purpose around here, and especially in the big cities, Tāmaki Makaurau and Te Whanganui Atara, but oh, I don't even know if it's in Ōtautahi in Christchurch, but... But I'm just saying, man, they're dangerous. They're dangerous, and people need to be a little bit careful, and they just need to get the fuck out of here. It's enough is enough, okay? I think, and, you know, they're electric. They, you know, they take up a lot of space on the sidewalk. I'm walking one time, and this dude, he goes, left, left. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? What the fuck do you mean left? This ain't the Formula One. You find a way to go on your own space. And I know for a fact that you know, you've got this little scooter and you think that you're Lewis Hamilton, bro. You're not. You're just old Lewis from Papatoetoe that's gone to town. That's caught the bus to town to have a little tiki tour around there. But let's go through it, eh? Okay, they take up a lot of space when I'm trying to walk. Okay, people, there's no parking regiment. It's not like, hey, everyone park it on. No, there's no park spaces. Maybe that's what we need, eh? Maybe we need some parking spaces for these things. There's no parking spaces for them. That pisses me off first and foremost. Whoever, the lion people and the purple ones, I don't even know what the purple ones are called, but they need to shut the hell up. They need to sort their shit out. The beam scooter, that's what it is. They need to just sort it out and get it done. Also, you know, everybody's got to wear those helmets. No one wears those helmets. No, like, I've never seen a person on a scooter wear that helmet that they give to you. The purple helmets. They never, oh, I shouldn't say purple helmet like that. Or so much voluptuous purple helmet. Yeah. The safety concerns too. Like, the disregard for traffic rules. There's no rules at all. Like I said before, they just zoom, 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 zooming through everybody. And you know what? I've had enough of it. I've fucking had enough of it. If I'm walking up and down Queen Street, the last thing I want to hear is you going zing and then just having a good old conversation on the phone. Sort it out. If you either there's a lane for you or there's no lane for you, but don't do that. Just don't do it, all right? It's getting to the point where, you know, I'm just going to start clotheslining people. I'm going to hit them with the people's clothesline. No, I'm not. I would never do that. Maybe depends maybe I'm feeling that way. Yeah. It is, but like in all seriousness though, if you are one of these people, be careful, man. Like I have a friend that it got seriously injured on one of those things. And it's not a joke. Like I get that bikes, you know, like the push bikes, they're all goods, but these things, they're electrics, like there's some power going behind that. And they're quieter than the gas ones, obviously. But it is still pretty dangerous, man. But yeah, anyway, got that off my chest. Maybe it's just because I can't ride one. I did try to ride one time and I was like, nah, fuck this. I'm not doing this shit. There's no way I'm fucking doing this shit. Nah. Get lost. Get out of here. Fucking hell. Hey. If you've got something to say about electric scooters, if you're a fan of the electric scooters, if you're not, let me know on the, I was going to say on the text line. We don't have a text line. Let me know. I'm at the Noi FM studios. I'm feeling in the zone at the moment. But yeah, let me know. Give me a DM. Give me a voice message, whatever you want to do. And again, thank you for letting me have last week off. Okay, everyone. I'm so happy. But at the same time, you know, I still have a lot that I want to get off my chest. So, yeah, let me know. I hope everybody's having had a good Anzac Day. I hope, yeah, because, you know, I think sometimes it's cool that we have a day to remember our fallen soldiers and those who have passed away, and it's pretty cool that, you know, we have this one day to remember all that stuff, because, yeah, events can get easily forgotten, you know? Like, it can easily just be like, nah, bro, oh yeah, that happened ages ago. But it's cool that we have a day in Aotearoa that we can be all good about this and to remember and to take a day out. And I know some of you just take a day to get on the piss. And, you know, hey, each to their own. Do what you have to. But, yeah, I just want to make sure that we remember that and for yesterday. Yeah, man, I've been going through a bit of a transition at the moment. I'm thinking about being a student again, eh? I'm thinking about it, man. I'm thinking about getting on the student dole. I talked to my bro Spell, and he said, I don't think you'll be able to get on the dole, Tim. And I was like, why not? And he said, bro, because you're too famous. And I was like, no, I'm not. Shut up. But if there's anyone listening to this that has the wins hookups, I don't want to say hookups, but knows the ins and outs of the wins and outs, as they say, I would love for that. I would love for some inside knowledge, you know? Because I want some free money. Oh, I want, because, yeah, either the study doll or the regular doll, one of those dolls, any doll, I'm cool. I'm keen to get on a doll. I've lost probably half of my people that are like, yeah, Tim's a hard worker. Nah, but I just want to get on a doll. Want to get on a doll and muck around. Just do, man, that must be a nice life. Sheesh, you must feel like a kid again. I was thinking about this other day when my son was going to sleep in the car, and my son's like 12, and I'm like looking at him like, eh? This guy just gets you sleep in the car? That must be bloody fucking nice, man. Yeah. Okay, thank you, everybody. Don't forget to leave a review, you scumbags. Hit me up with a review. For those that are new to it, I'm here every Friday. This week coming up is going to be a good one. I can't remember who we interviewed. Might be... Well, I don't want to say it and then it's a wrong person, but I think it might be Mellow Downs. I think it might be the Mellow Downs one. So we might have Mellow Downs on the show. Yeah, very funny interview. He's the man. He's the fucking man. Okay, love you guys. Love yous. Make sure that you text your mum and your dad and your uncles and your aunties and tell them that you love them, eh? And I will see you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. I'll see you guys next week.
Frank Podcast.
Hello, we're Ellie, Chris and Guy from the Extremely Casual Gamers Podcast. We're a casual gaming podcast for the everyday gamer.
We chat everything gaming from PlayStation to Xbox to Nintendo to PC, but not like full-on stuff, like super chill stuff, casual stuff, like, oh, if you had to date a video game character, who would you date?
Even if you're just gaming on your mobile, we want to hang out with you. And we've got awesome giveaways for you to win.
Join us every Thursday for a brand new episode. Just search Extremely Casual Gamers wherever you get your podcasts.